I know how to do everything. Well, now, isn't that an interesting statement? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I know how to do everything. I was working in the office last night, and I was setting up Ingeborg with the Apple computer, replacing the PC computer that she'd been using for so many years, and putting it into perfect order, tying in a brand new printer for her, putting her mini Mac on her desk with all of its glorious achievements, and showing her in a few moments how to use her computer and how to make it work and how to play with it. I told her, go through all the buttons and check what's here and what's there and what's here and what's here, so you get a mental picture of it. And then as you have a mental picture of it, later when you need to do something, you say, oh yes, it was over here, yeah, there it was, you know. And so I told her all these things, and it was getting around 10 o'clock, almost 11 o'clock, and I said, well, I'm going to stop now. And Ingeborg had been working on some other things, typing up some labels and things late into the evening, and I had told her to come over and watch me for a while. And she came over and she said, you know, Herb, I was sitting there doing some other work, and I was watching you work. And as I sat there watching you, I felt so peaceful. I felt so happy, so content. Just being around you makes me feel happy and content. Just, and it's your attitude. It's your way of knowing that you can do anything. Oh, you may struggle with it, or you may ask someone else to do certain things just to give the challenge around and let other people know they too can do it. But you can do anything. And Herb, it's so nice to have you in my world. And I said, Ingeborg, you are a princess. Thank you so much. And I gave her a big hug and a kiss, and I went off with Rex to my house, and she went on to hers. And then, just before I went out, Rosalie in Alvin from Switzerland, who was visiting this Christmas season with us, she came in the office, and she says, you know, Herb, I'm learning something watching you. And I said, well, how about that? That's what I like to have, like to hear. You're learning something watching me. You're learning something. What are you learning? And she said, well, what I'm learning is that I can do anything. Because I watch you do it, and you do it with such simplicity, such ease. You don't do it with a knowingness, you just do it with a doingness. You don't act outwardly pompous or anything, you just do it with a doingness. And I said, no, Rosalie, you're speaking Switzerland, and I'm speaking English. And I am understanding what's in your heart and what you're saying, and you are understanding what's in my heart and what I'm saying. And I speak a little bit of Switzerland, and you speak a little bit of English, and you understand a lot of it. And I understand a lot of Switzerland. And so the two of us can have quite a deep conversation without even realizing that we don't know the language that well. And she says, yes, I've noticed that too. She says, but I listen to you, and I hear you, I hear your talks, I hear everything you do, and I feel right about it, I feel good about it. And then when it's translated for me, I know why I feel good, because that's what I thought too. And I said, Rosalie, you are a princess. You are a princess, and you are a princess forever. And your family will always admire you as the beautiful, magnificent woman that you are. Well, after the Mutual Admiration Society finished their meeting, we all went to bed. Rosalie went into the library, which is set up as her special bedroom and work office. Ingeborg went into her special bedroom, which is next to her office, and just with her electric beds, and oh, they just love them so. and I took Rex by the leash, and we walked over half the campus on our way down to the Hermitage. And the rain was gently fiddling down on the earth, and Rex was just looking around, and he put his head up and he says, "Come on, stroke me, love me, give me a pat." So I'd give him a big hug, and I'd reach down and envelope him in my arms and say, "Rex, I just love you." And he'd just wiggle and smile, and then he'd go here and go there, and he'd look here and look there. He said, "You know, the rain makes everything come alive and makes everything so sparkly, makes everything so great." Well, I know that. I know how to do everything. I know how to make my dog feel so fantastic. And then I brought him home. We came down to the Hermitage, came in the door, and I unhooked his leash. And I went in the house to do something, get ready for bed, what have you, and finished setting up the details that I had for the computer for Ingeborg and the printer for Rosalie in her office, as I was getting her computer and her printer all set up. And it was just wonderful, just relaxing, peaceful. And I took my big feather comforter and I fluffed it up in the air and I let it fall over my bed in perfect form. And after I finished everything, I went to bed and slept like a lamb. Just slept so comfortably, so peacefully, so wonderfully. And 5 o'clock came along, I woke up, got up, folded up my feather mattress, my feather comforter, and popped it into the closet, and my bed was ready for Rex to get on my bed and to lay there while I'm working and to be close to me. You see, I know how to do everything. I know how to live harmoniously with my pet. I know how to live harmoniously with my family. I love me unconditionally, and I love my family unconditionally. I love Ingeborg unconditionally. I love Rosalie unconditionally. I love Ellen unconditionally. I'll go into Ellen's house and I'll do things, and sometimes I'll do them a little silly. I'll do them a little bit nonsensical. I'll do them like I don't know what I'm doing. And then she'll come and she'll say, "No, no, you do it like this." I say, "Oh, is that right?" And so then she does it like she knows she could have done it, and she could have done it without me having been there. But she just liked to have me check it with her, too. And Sylvia, she's always up there using that genius brain that she has. And no matter what she wants to do, she just stops and thinks about it for a moment. Then she does it. And then you ask her, "What did you do? How did you do that?" "I don't know. I just did it." Now, soon I will have Sylvia over that hump of saying, "I don't know," and to say, "Well, I did it like this." And then, point by point, measure by measure, show us exactly what she did, how she did it, and in the manner in which she did it, that we can all do it too. Now, I know how to do everything, and everyone else does too. I know how. It's not a matter that I want to know how, it's a matter that I do know how. And when I go forth, perhaps not knowing exactly what to do as I'm moving forth, but just going forth in the direction that I want to go, the wisdom to do it comes into my mind. The wisdom to do it comes into my soul, into my being, and I know how to do it. I just turn my attention in the direction of the thing that I choose to know, but might not perhaps fully be aware of at the moment. And as I put my attention fully toward it, lo and behold, I do know it. This is the way the principle works. And this is the way it works for everybody. For Sylvia, for you, me, Ingeborg, Ellen, Rosalie, everyone in the world, the principle always works. And it works every time. It's just up to us to put our attention in the direction that it works. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.